the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Not even gonna lie to you, I feel really, really drained tonight. Like, last night, like, I didn't get home from Rick's house after doing talk brunch until literally about 6:37 in the morning. So I'm literally working on absolutely no sleep. And my stomach is killing me. But here I am. And we're going to try and wing this as best as we possibly can, folks. Yeah, so I'd like to welcome everybody to episode 64, I believe, of Freaks, Neff, and Geeks here on Rant EM Radio. I'm your host, Double A. Sorry. I'm fucking up. Still, you see what I mean? Like, I'm drained. Like, I'm like tired at this point. I'm Rage, and I'm your host for the evening. And joining me, the producer and the founder of this network, Double A.
Hey.
I really don't feel good tonight. Really don't. I'm gonna do as best as I can to put on a decent show. Yeah. So as you guys know, last week I no-showed. I'm just gonna throw it out there and say that I apologize for my absence. I know you guys should be entitled to a show, and I didn't give you one, and I apologize for that. I don't want people to think that I'm just walking away from this, because really I'm not walking away from this. Like, I like what I do. I like everyone here. I know my technology sucks, and it's gonna be improved. It's gonna improve within the next few weeks or so. Starting actually this Friday, I'm getting my new microphone, so I won't be using the same shit anymore, because it's getting old, and I shouldn't be doing it's with this audio shit. It's getting old. Like, right now, like, I'm doing this off of my phone and my Bluetooth speaker. So I know it's not good, and I know I sound like shit. I can turn on the feed right now, and I know I sound like shit. But if you guys, at least you guys can hear me. If you can hear me, then that's all that matters to me. And yeah, just want to acknowledge everybody that's in the chat room right now. We got Josh E. We got Mr. Smiley. We got TWCIS999. We got Patrick Zell, Trump 16, Greg Corona Jones, who you just heard on the rant tonight. Matty Legend, Phil Rea from Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Jimmy Harvey, AA, myself, Iron Man, Dr. Doom, Kid Human Scott, the co-host of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks podcast, and 10 anonymous users from way, way back when. Yeah, I'm just gonna wing this. But yeah, last night I had made a commitment to Rick to do the talk brunch, and I had a lot of fun there. We watched some wrestling, watched some Game of Thrones, and then we had the hysteria of that talk brunch episode for Jen's birthday. And just also want to send a special shout out to Jen, Padawan Jen. Her birthday was yesterday. I hope all of you guys sent some good wishes her way. She is a cool cat. All things considered, she is a Roman Reigns fan, but none, it's not here nor there. She's cool. She's cool people, you guys. Send your best wishes her way. You know, tweet at her. So talk to her on Facebook. She's cool. But yeah, I got my ass kicked by Mick Wrestling. He kind of cheated. No, he didn't cheat. But yeah, I got my ass kicked by Mick Wrestling in WWE 2K16. I think Rick recorded that. He might have posted that on his Twitch page. So check out Talk Brunch's Twitch page for that. Literally did not leave his house until like 4 something in the morning. And the train ride was long. I, again, no sleep. And got back home at around 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I just been awake. It's really the longest time I've been without any sleep. And I tried to come home and I tried to get a nap in and I couldn't do it. And it was just, yeah. And all things considered, but yeah, I'm feeling good. So, yeah, if you guys want to participate on the show tonight, number to call is 954-889-7268. It's 954-889-7268, or you can Skype us at AA the Rand, all one word on Skype. And yeah, just participate on the show tonight if you want. But there's something you want to say?
No.
There were some things that I wanted to talk about tonight. I'm trying to get to the fucking page here. Where is it? Where is the damn newspaper? Just give me a second, guys. But anyway, how was your week, AA?
Busy, busy, busy. Of course, I'm just busy. Dealing with a lot of stuff, prepping for a lot of things, and that's it. Just busy in general.
Yeah.
Very busy. You know, I had a sleepless night too the other night, but you know, it happens. Happens once in a while.
I really feel like I might throw up. I really don't know. I really don't know what the hell's wrong with me. I really feel like I just might puke.
If you're that sick, dude, then just...
No. I'm not gonna, no. But, yeah, something... Oh, shit, Rob's in the chat room. What's up, Rob? But, yeah, so... So, it's one thing I wanted to talk... One big thing I wanted to talk about tonight. And it had something to do with work. And I had a conversation with this guy at work. And he was this the 60-year-old white guy. Very, very nice, very chill, very calm. And we had this conversation about like school and life and education and just the way this world works. And we talked about how it was difficult for people to make it out, like for people who are in the 99% to make it out of their like current situations. And the big theme about the whole thing was that how everybody doesn't ask for much. Like we don't ask to live in like big mansions and all of that shit. We don't ask to be like thrown money at us. We don't ask for daisy like diamonds and all that shit. Like we all deserve a comfortable living. We all deserve to, you know, have a chance to achieve our dreams and our goals and all of that. And it's just hard the way that this world tries its hardest to halt us in doing that. And it was eye-opening to hear someone like this who used to have a job at Verizon, a very, very comfortable job at Verizon before he got laid off, and now he works at a Home Depot. And it was eye-opening to see that it's not just, that it wasn't just me or, like, other African-Americans, but it's, like, of all races, of all different cultures who are going through the same situation as me or anybody else would. So it was just the big thing I took out of that is that, you know, no one should judge other people's living situations. Because we're all trying to fight our way into getting something better for us, for our family and for like the generation after us. We're all trying to fight to get somewhere. And while it may be difficult to get there, we're still fighting. So the bottom line with that was just like just to keep fighting, I guess. But that was just, I don't know why I felt like I had to say that, but that was just, it was just a really like big thing that happened to me this week. And no Trump 16. It's, but not you, Trump, because we all know you're very, very successful. Yeah, Trump. Yeah, we know. But yeah. Pastors do make good money. They do. I looked on the group page and I was, Pastor, if you're in there, was that like a job sort of application that you're offering? What is this? Hold on.
Your mood has changed real quickly. That's a good thing.
What?
I said your mood has been changing over the last few minutes.
Why you say that? Who is this? Is this Jimmy Harvey?
No.
Oh, it is Jimmy Harvey. Never mind. What's up, Jimmy?
I don't know. You started off the show. You just seemed like you were just so down. But now you're starting to perk up a bit. So
it's not that I'm not down or anything like that. I'm just like my body is fucked up. But I'll be fine, I guess.
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah, I realize that. By the way, I got a chance to watch, now that you're on here, it's funny you're on here, I got a chance to watch Batman vs. Superman.
And
yeah, it was not good. Really not good. It was like there was just too much going, like there was just way too much going on into it. Like it felt like a, it felt like, What's a good example? There was just too much going on, and they're trying to force all of this down into your head so you can, like, sort all of the storylines out so you know what's going on. Like, I can compare it to something like Game of Thrones, but the story is intriguing enough to it keeps you interested, whereas this, it just totally diverges from the point.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to do too many wish lists and forgot all about a coherent story. So, and they thought just seeing those two fight each other would be enough to put the movie over.
Why are superheroes fighting, though? Like, that was my biggest, that's one of the biggest questions that I have. Like, why are superheroes fighting? With this and Captain America Civil War, like, aren't they supposed to be, like, coming together? Like, why are they fighting?
That's what one of the tropes of comic books were. And when heroes were meeting for the first time, it was all that misunderstanding of who's actually a good guy, and not them not realizing that they're both on the same side. So they end up in a fight. And then at some point they come to the realization, be better if we work together and stop the person we was trying to stop in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But in Batman v Superman, it wasn't even a question of that. It was just, they took what made Superman Superman and twisted it around so that now, because everybody knows the alien, it's like, oh, we got to be afraid of him. He's going to take over the Earth one day. We got to stop him. And,
I don't know. I just found it really confusing. I watched Captain America: Civil War. Like, it wasn't a bad movie, but in the end, like, it just makes you wonder just why are the superheroes fighting?
Well, Captain America. So there was a definite reason why they were fighting each other, and it wasn't just. And by the end of it, there's a real rift between what's going on between Iron Man and Cap. It wasn't just they fought while everything's back to normal.
Like in the comics.
And so, you know, you can't, other than the fact that there was heroes fighting heroes, they're two totally different movies.
Who is it that just popped in?
Birthday girl Jen.
Yep, it's me. How are y'all guys doing?
Happy birthday.
Oh, shit. I didn't expect Jen. Well, shit, Jen's first appearance on this show.
Jen, now that you just turned 21, there's been something I wanted to ask you.
Which is?
Will you marry me on the air?
Aw, Surfer, you're going to make me blush.
Disgusting.
I've been waiting for you to come of age, and now that you have, I can finally be free of my feelings for you, and I you know, it's just, I'm embarrassing myself. Never mind. Forget
that bit. I would have cut it out of my show. So you were gonna insult Batman and Superman and not invite me? What the hell is that all about?
Yeah, I was gonna say if you're talking about Batman v Superman, you have to have Rick here because he's gonna basically go on his entire rant.
Okay, Rick, look, come on. How much more are you gonna talk about them? I know the movie's bad, but come on.
Well, from what Rick has told me, I really dodged a bullet on that one. So I'm kind of glad I didn't go see it.
No, you have no idea.
See.
No idea.
You know what? I would tell people to see it for themselves. I mean, it's not one of those movies. It's not the worst movie you would see, and maybe the Blu-ray version, the extra half hour, might be a better version. But
it's pretty close to one of the worst movies.
It can't be as bad as the upcoming Ghostbusters movie.
How do you know that's going to be bad? Just because women...
I haven't even seen the trailer, and I've heard so much shit about it. It was like the worst thing on YouTube or something.
I'm not saying the movie's going to be bad because there's women in it. I don't care who's casted in it. The problem is that the it just looks bad. Like, I've seen better graphics on Ghost Rider than there was than on that show. The acting is one thing. Like, even the acting in it is not good. Everything about that trailer just doesn't look good. And I'm probably going to go see it anyway, just because I haven't seen any Ghostbusters movie before.
Don't let that be your first one.
Do not let that be your first Ghostbusters movie. I'll have to slap you.
I keep forgetting, Ray, that you have no knowledge of classic movies.
I do know good classic movies,
mind you.
I do know good classic movies. I just haven't seen dog classic movies.
Look, I know we're old, but damn. You put it like that, shit.
Yeah, how do you find Family Guy funny with like all the pop culture references that must go over your head for that?
Yeah, there's like a shitload of 80s references in that whole entire show.
What show?
Family Guy.
I don't watch Family Guy that much anymore. See?
It's not for him.
Yeah, no, and this is the person that thinks, you know, Elias Sampson's going to become, you know, NXT champion, and that the Hype Bros are going to be the tag team champion.
You're going to become NXT champion, so you just watch.
Oh, I'll be watching. I'll be sitting back eating my popcorn and shit. I'll be waiting.
Oh, she's going to become NXT champion, and then everybody's going to watch when he has, like, a super awesome fucking reign, and then everyone's going to come back to me and say, oh, you were right, Rage. You were right. Elias Sampson is awesome.
Wait, is this the Drifter thing again?
Yeah.
That guy's looking uncomfortably like Randy Savage too much, you know? It's just like, it's a little weird now.
Thank God somebody else thought the same thing, because I that went through my mind, and I was like, you know what, just shut up. Don't say anything.
I mean, he's doing a fucking yell. Who else are we supposed to think?
Savage.
He looks a lot like
Savage. Yeah, with the beard, and yeah, exactly.
In what world does he look like Randy Savage? Let me get a picture of this guy. Hold on.
He's Drifter Randy Savage.
Yeah, he's a Drifter Savage 2.0 or some shit.
Hopefully the Drifter is at the piano.
I just called in one real quick to say, this bitch is toast, and I'm going to hang up.
Hey, Tony C.
He looks like a crossbreed of Randy Savage and Damian Sandow.
Don't insult Sandow like that.
Sandow has man characteristics too.
Look at his face.
But in a good way, not like in a creepy way.
Look at his face. He looks a lot like Sandow.
Yeah, but I would do Sandow. I wouldn't even touch fucking Samson with a fucking 20-foot pole.
TMI.
My bad, I'm sorry.
That's a lie. Just because he's got a guitar, you wouldn't fuck him?
Dude, douchebags carry guitars all the fucking time. They're like, ooh, look at me. I know three chords. I can play you a song. I got a song for you. Give me that guitar so I can bash you in the face with it.
That was just what I'd do.
If Elias Sampson wants to impress me, I want to see him play Guitar Hero. I officially challenge Elias Sampson to Guitar Hero or even Rock Band.
Yeah, Rock Band sucks.
Yeah, should just got Killer on here.
Yeah, I was gonna say I would pay to see that.
I would kick anyone.
That would be a great way for the gimmick to go through. Vanilli. He doesn't really know anything. It's another guy in the background.
I would kick any of you guys.
Millie Vanilli, that shit.
Like if there was another person doing all of the singing, and then that person came out, they would be like the roadie. Remember the roadie with Jeff Jarrett?
Oh yeah.
You guys talk shit about him. Yeah, he has a guitar, but again, like I said last night, Jeff Jarrett had a fucking guitar and he made it work.
Jeff Jarrett was a good character.
Yeah, that was Jeff Jarrett, and at least he hit people with that damn guitar. Samson has yet to actually hit somebody with it.
Why would you hit somebody? I thought Honky Tonk Man was better with a guitar.
Why would you hit somebody with that guitar? That guitar must have cost him $2,500.
Yeah, sure. You know what it is? They're going to waste it on a prototype gimmick of a guy they're probably going to release. That's too many guitars. Waste of wood.
Major waste of wood. You're killing Mother Nature, damn it.
He's lucky he has one guitar.
The next Randy Orton
should be Randy fucking Orton is a waste of wood. Who?
You don't get it. Randy Orton is a waste of wood.
No, I don't get it.
No, he is wood.
Because of his ring bonus.
Because he's line. What was my line?
That was a bad joke. Okay, fine. That was bad. Whatever.
Okay.
Making Orton penis jokes on this shit, are you?
Whatever, man. I wing it. I make it work. I make this shit work.
It's our hero Lefty. That's awesome.
Well, I don't like Randy Orton, so.
I hate Randy Orton. There's a lot not to like about Randy Orton, but there's something.
Yeah, but
there's something about Randy Orton that you know, make him worth keeping around.
Are you personally famous because he fucked your girl JoJo?
No. That's a point against him.
Why?
Because it's JoJo. Why is
that? What do you mean it's just JoJo? Have you seen her?
Right. JoJo's hot. I don't want Randy Orton with JoJo. I mean, JoJo is very young and naive.
And she needs her purity protected. I would smack Randy Orton if you try to get at JoJo.
Oh god, you make it sound like Well, you know what? Compared to the shit between like Del Rio and Paige.
Yeah, the Smurf eater.
But JoJo looks like she's 14, and like Paige looks like she's 18, which is, I kind of see Del Rio's reasoning for it, but, you know, that's just how I see it.
Del Rio dislikes him young. I bet that he pretends that she's fucking Wednesday from the Addams Family.
Oh, God. I wonder if he has her do the theme song with the, you know, the snaps.
I know they're chasing those snaps with.
You think they're going to start having them coming out together on TV?
God, I hope not.
I'll change to whatever. I'll watch Supergirl like Jordan if they do that.
But you know they are. They're going to do it. Just
have him do a full-on fucking Mexican gimmick and have her be like part of like the fucking donkey show if they're going to do that shit.
How many years we had to wait before they had Maurice and Miz on screen?
Well,
it did take a while.
Before Maurice left, she was coming out with Miz.
But before Maurice,
before she left, yeah, they were coming out together, but they were doing this a gimmick. Miz was coming up on Maurice. Maurice was supposed to have been giving him the hand, but he kept coming around.
I don't ever remember.
No, she gave him the hand, all right.
That is rough, man. Dude. That is really rough that turned out that way. I mean,
in other news,
does Maurice go away if the Miz lose the belt?
She should. Well, shouldn't she just get back in the Divas division? Couldn't they use her?
Maybe she don't want to wrestle.
What, to have her wrestle like Lana or some shit?
Lana can go.
Lana, you just like her skin tight outfits. That's the only thing you're looking at.
Yeah.
I like her more for her skin tight outfits. Have you seen her? Have you looked at Lana?
I saw Lana at Access. Okay, I know exactly what she looks like. I've seen her in her
What, you see nothing about Lana?
So she eats salads and goes to the gym. Big fucking
yeah. Deal. Whoopi fucking doing. She wears fucking heels. You know, she squats and fucking heels or some shit.
You know what, Rick? The fact that this is coming out of your mouth insults me.
Well, you know what?
Don't you like white girls? And you're telling me that you find nothing good about Lana, of all people.
Hold on. I said nothing good about her. I find nothing rare about her. I didn't say she's not doable. I'm just saying that there's nothing rare about that. Like,
so what's rare about? So what's rare about Summer Faye? About Summer Rae? Because she has a face like a concrete brick.
That's harsh. She's after.
Wow! Damn.
Yeah, it's Mr. Vane over here.
Yeah. So if you had a hold of Summer Rae, you'd have her put the paper bag on her head.
They cake a lot of makeup onto Lana to keep her shit together.
She probably has like a bunch of like contouring shit on her face to make it look cool, like the way it does.
It's very unattractive.
Look at her Instagram. Even without makeup, she still looks good.
Yeah, you know what that's called too? Mineral makeup.
Oh God.
Look at that. We put her on blast. Of course,
this is so offensive.
Yeah, boom.
Jesus Christ. Priorities, man.
You just don't know the difference. You'll get older and wiser.
You'll find out soon enough, trust me.
No, I'm going to find myself obsessing about Lana until I drop dead.
Nah, she'll be old and wrinkly before you drop dead.
Yeah, she'll probably be stepping on her titties by then, so.
And that backside, one day that backside going to drop so far down, it's going to be like seeing a tailpipe drag on the ground.
She's going to look like Melisandre.
Oh!
Like Melisandre, the red lady. Like
Melisandre when she took her necklace off and looked in the mirror and everybody was like, holy shit!
You're going to compare that to her? Oh, you fucked
up. In the future.
Yeah, in the future.
Because Melisandre got naked, like, he was admiring her body. He was like, man, she looks so good. And then all of a sudden she took the pendant off and you saw her true form and Rage was like, no! He let out a war cracky.
She will not look anything like that. No, she won't. Don't
game of catfish.
The ultimate game of catfish.
Yeah, about that. Like, cause like she's probably like this, probably like the third best looking woman on that show by far, Game of Thrones. And then she takes that necklace off, and
she's 200. You know what's funny? I set it up for you because I was like, hey, Rage, you're about to get a full front of her. You get to see the vag and everything.
She's like, oh, pump for like, oh, yes. And she takes that shit off. I'm like, what? What the fuck? Oh my God.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, I can only imagine what that fucking reaction was. Y'all should have taped that shit.
That was a cave woman. That was a cave woman. Fucking hell, man.
Feels
anyway.
Her and asked to see the drapes, but all we got to see was the prunes.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because, you know, gravity hits everybody sooner or later.
Anyway. Rage saw the curtains and actually drink to Phil. Shut up, Phil. Oh my God. But damn, what? Today's Tuesday, right? I meant to watch TNA tonight and I fucking forgot. Damn it.
It's Tech Jericho.
No, I really wanted to though. Like for some reason I wanted to watch TNA tonight and then I just totally missed it.
Shit, I was in the process of watching the 2-hour finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You wanted to see when the new champion Barrett makes his debut?
Yeah, I really did. Oh, by the way, speaking of season finales, Rick, the season finale of Survivors was tomorrow.
Dude, we gotta clarify a few things here. You turned on Survivor once around me, and that was just a one-time thing.
I had to bring it to you, Rage. Nobody watches Survivor.
I was going to say, this isn't like the early 2000s or like mid-2000s. Oh my God. Who the fuck watches Survivor?
What do you mean nobody watches Survivor anymore? If that's the case, then how come it's lasted 30-something seasons?
You know how many bored housewives there are in America? And how many old people who obviously haven't been able to change batteries in their remotes?
It's CBS. All they do is show old programming.
You calling me an old? You calling me an old boring housewife, Jen?
We'll put an apron on and I'll see.
Oh, that's funny. That was
my... If I put an apron on,
what?
There's nothing bad about the show Survivor. It just shows to me it's a good example about how low people will go to win money.
And you're just not figuring this out.
No, but it's a good example of it.
Dude, I knew that like when Million Dollar Man used to make people do disgusting shit for money. Wait a minute.
Phil says I watch The Amazing Race. Okay, I used to watch The Amazing Race. I don't watch it anymore. Because there's only so many times you can watch people race around the world.
Dude, I guess we've become so spoiled because I don't go near network television. Like, I don't go near it at all.
Yeah, not that vast wasteland of network television. Good Lord.
You're watching CBS. I didn't even know what you were talking about when you asked me to talk to that channel. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, I haven't watched CBS since my grandma used to watch CBS.
I was watching one CBS show and they moved it to another network, so...
Are y'all just sitting there? Y'all just sitting here talking about CBS because they canceled y'all beloved Supergirl show?
They didn't cancel.
I don't even watch Supergirl.
They're moving it.
Yeah, they're going to move it to the CW, right?
Well, yeah. They did say they were going to move it. That is right, though. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah, so it's not like technically canceled. So.
I used to watch
Criminal Minds, but I've been so behind, like, the last few seasons, and then, like, Derek Morgan left, and I was just like, damn.
He left?
Yeah, Shamar left.
I haven't even watched it all season.
Now, can you imagine the reaction?
Do they have anybody black one in now?
If they do, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I remember what was the woman's name?
Alicia Tyler's on there now.
Okay, yeah, I know she came onto the show. So, but really, the show to me stopped being good once Manny Batangin left.
Who left?
Oh, come on! Whenever they got Rossi, that's when it started getting good. No, the guy that plays Rossi.
Listen, Manny Batangin was much better than Rossi.
Since who left?
Come on, Surfer. I think it was good with both of them, to be honest.
Listen. Yeah. What you call him joining the show is okay, but he comes across more as just a regular law enforcement officer. With Manny Batangin's character, he came across like a super genius.
Yeah, but he had this like unhinged thing going on. Like any minute, fucker's gonna snap and like fucking stab somebody in the eye or something.
In the background?
Huh?
Y'all don't hear that? Echo?
I'm gonna mute myself. What I was trying to say is, you know, they have another Criminal Minds, right?
Yeah, it's got like Gary Sinise and
they tried to do a spinoff before with One Eye and that didn't work.
Yeah, even though that was a good show.
But they're not gonna stick with this. They're not. Like, it's just like what they did with Criminal Minds, and it's just like what they did with CSI New York. They're just gonna end up canceling it after one season.
That's because it's too many things on TV to watch.
Yeah, and too much shit.
And trying to do a second show of the same thing, why watch it when you can watch something else on another network?
Like, sure.
They're going to have a Blacklist spinoff coming on next season.
What?
Yeah. You know,
why?
Okay, you watch The Blacklist, Jen?
Yeah, I've seen a few episodes because my parents watch that show all the time.
Tom Keene is getting his own show.
What?
Along with Frankie Jack, what's it? Jack Jasmine? I mean, not Jasmine. Whatever her name is, that played Phoenix in the X-Men movie. Yeah, they're getting a spinoff show.
What?
Yeah, Josh E. mentioned it in the chat room. They're bringing back 24 after the Super Bowl on Fox. How many times are they going to bring back 24?
Yeah, but it's going to be someone else, not Jack Bauer.
Yeah, it ain't going to be Jack Bauer, so whatever.
Come on, how many times do you bring back the same show and then get rid of it?
Same thing with fucking X-Files.
Hey, they're bringing back Prison Break, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
They're making Lethal Weapon into a show on Fox.
Yeah, just like they did Rush Hour, which, oh my god, I tried watching that show one time and I was like, okay, we're gonna go find some fucking American Dad or something else to watch.
Yeah, Rush Hour is Rush Hour is one of the worst shows I've ever watched.
The only thing got me interested in watching the Lethal Weapon show is I'm a fan of Damon Wayans. Other than that,
yeah, I might check it out just because of Damon Wayans, but other than that, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence about it.
It's funny how Damian Wayans is like a really, really funny guy in certain situations, but if you've ever heard him in an interview, he's really dry as all hell.
Ooh, Damon or Damian?
Damian. Is there a difference?
There's the father and there's the son.
Well, I guess the son.
Oh, okay. The son is no, actually, they have the same name. What am I talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought they had the same exact name. It felt like a trick question.
I haven't watched Doctor Who at all, Iron Man. I don't even...
I get told a lot to watch Doctor Who, but I'm like, when am I going to find time to watch Doctor Who? Even though I do have Netflix, there's not enough hours in the day for me to watch it. Add another show to my list. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've got way too many shows to catch up on. Like, I just finished catching up on Game of Thrones, and I'm almost finished catching up to Archer.
You're holding them. You're not putting them in the proper tiers. You can't put shows like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead on the same level as these bullshit NBC and CBS network shows or CW. Taking nothing away from those shows, like I told you before, there's an algorithm to all of that network television, and when you're in the mood for it, you're in the mood to it. I mean, for God's sake, we're wrestling fans. We're used to that, but really, stuff like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead, where it's based on written material, whether it be graphic novels or whether it be actual novels, that's like I'm functioning on a completely different level from the basic vanilla shit that we're used to. I put that above everything, and I watch it like if it's pay-per-views. And then the other stuff like Arrow and the all the minor stuff, you could let that pile up and then just marathon it one day. You know, but I feel like the bigger budget shows are the ones you really got to focus on, you know, not just because of the quality, but because of the content, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll
go on there and talk about what happened on NBC last night. We talk about what's going on HBO.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though. None of that shit is going to matter to me in June because fucking Orange is the New Black is coming back.
I fell off after the first...
I haven't even watched that show, even though a bunch of people at work started watching it.
Come on, y'all got to get back on the train, man. That shit is getting good.
What's up with the lesbians? There's so many women in this prison, and I feel like...
That's basically like a fucking day at work for me.
What's wrong with lesbians?
Yeah, but it's not really like they're not using them properly. You know, the L word, that's good use of
lesbians. They're not using lesbians properly? What? They're not using lesbians.
Using them enough.
Okay, how are they supposed to use them, Rick?
Listen. The lesbians on there are mid-carder at best. They're not getting pushed. Just from what I'm seeing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I have to agree with Rick on this one.
But it's because in prison, in prison, you don't have real lesbians. You have lesbians that by situation.
Circumstantial lesbians.
Yeah, so you got like butch lesbians?
No, you're saying lesbians look like crazy eyes.
What are you talking about? How are lesbians supposed to be used?
I mean, more often. Watch the L word. Almost every other scene, something's going on in that.
Okay, I've seen some L word. I haven't watched all of it, but I've seen some of it.
Did you see one episode of the L word?
I've seen episodes of Orange is the New Black that were about absolutely nothing.
I was watching it with somebody that I worked with, and she was watching on her tablet, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Does the real L word count?
No.
No.
It's a reality show, right?
Yeah, all reality shows are fake.
Yeah, I know.
No, not that one. The real L word. No, bro. That wasn't fake. That was not fake.
You know what? I'm not gonna say a damn thing for once. I ain't gonna say nothing.
What? What was so bad about the real L word? It was a pretty.
I never watched that damn show. I was like, how many? I was gonna say, how many scissor fights did you see on that show? Fuck. I said it anyway.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. I'm not gonna lie about that. There was a lot of scissoring going on.
I guess, I said I wasn't going to fucking say it, but I said it anyway. Whoops.
How do you fight with scissors?
About the kind of scissoring or the bad kind of scissoring? Because it's prison, so you never know.
It's not still, the shanky kind of scissoring. No, not that shit.
Hey,
no.
Hey, still, like, you haven't answered, like, the question, how are lesbians supposed to be used on a TV show?
I did answer. I said more fucking often.
No, I said how. Like, what's the, like, what, explain, like, what's the...
Rage, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you like the scissor?
Do I like to scissor? Can guys scissor?
Big scissor or kitty scissor?
No, I don't like scissors.
Okay.
I'm not going to rub my genitals against another person's genitals.
Why not?
Because I'm not rubbing my balls against another person's balls.
I didn't say anything about...
So you wouldn't teabag?
I didn't say anything about rubbing against balls.
Janet, you're crazy! Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh.
Come on, Rage, you didn't even want to try it. You can still use the excuse that you were using experiments.
Did somebody just say that live, or was that from South Park?
That was from South
Park. That was from South Park.
I don't know.
I don't watch a lot of South Park, but I saw the episode where he was doing that, and he started getting addicted to it.
To scissoring, because he just had the sex page.
When he did it with Xerxes, that's where I lost it.
Yeah, like he turned into from a man to a woman, and then he started realizing he liked being with other women.
My favorite line was "Scissor me timbers."
Oh, Greg! See, look. Oh, shit. Greg, it's crossed my mind, and the answer is no. I'm sorry, the answer is no. I can't do it. Like, it's the thought that just, like, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but I personally do not see myself doing it.
Dude, the only people are women. Relax.
Yeah, but he's talking about, you know, joining the allegiance of the rainbow, and I like him, but I can't do it. Like, I'm just not.
I was gonna say if you did, you'd be a bottom.
What? What? Uh-huh.
Wow.
No, that's harsh.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to say that. No. Fuck.
You know what bothers me about it more than anything? It's like, everyone to each his own. This is just an opinion here and everything, but I think it's the ass stuff is really what does it. And that goes for women too, so it's not about...
Exactly. That's why I have to stop Aaron when he starts going off about that kind of stuff. I'm like, dude, I don't need to know that kind of shit or what goes on with you and your boyfriend. I really, you know, it's none of my business, you know.
I don't want to deal with anything that has to do with an ass, even on a woman. Like the vagina's right there. Like, is your aim off or something?
Exactly. Because, you know, hey, there's a lot of guys who don't like a prostate exam. So why would you think that, you know, a woman would like ass stuff? Let me stick a finger in your ass.
Double A on the line. Double A.
Yeah, what's up?
I got the procedure done.
What procedure?
You know the procedure.
What?
You know the procedure he's talking about.
Gee, we were just talking about... I mean, I wonder what procedure it could be.
What'd you do, file the documents to change your name to Jimmy Harvey?
No.
Then what?
The procedure you have to get when you reach a certain age.
Oh, you got a prostate exam?
Oh, you got fingered.
No, I didn't finger.
Jimmy got fingered.
Oh,
So they were like, bend over and give us a good cough there.
No, I didn't do
like some sausage? No, like some sausage?
You didn't get fingered, you got a colonoscopy. So that means he was passed out.
They violated. Be glad you were passed out before you had a hose shoved up the, you know.
Exactly.
Wow. You down for that?
Last day I remember, they told me to roll on my side, and then next thing you know, they were calling my name, and I'm waking up in the other room.
Well, they were calling your name because they were done.
I said your butt hurt.
They were done. They were probably buckling up.
That's disgusting. I don't care how sick I get. I don't care how bad my bladder gets. I'm not. No doctor is sticking their finger up my ass.
It's nothing happening. To do with your bladder.
It's not a finger. Rage.
Colonoscopy is a totally different thing. Like, they put you out because they're going to basically shove a fucking hose up your ass with the camera. You
know, my mental image of it is totally different because I visualize somebody like grunting, bent over, like, argh. It's kind of like the way Eddie Murphy described Mr. T raping people.
I have to tell you, the doctor looked creepy, like he got off on it.
Oh my fucking god!
Was his lab coat extra baggy or something?
No, he just had this look. His face just looked like he got into the profession for some obscene reason, like
to look at asses.
Yeah.
Yo, Matt E says he's had 12 cold calls. And he's such a tight ass about movies.
What?
It is what it is, man. I call it as a...
So...
Yeah. But ass sex is disgusting, and I don't want any part of it. It's nasty.
Oh, you wouldn't Deadpool it even if, you know, the chick wanted to, you know...
Oh, Rage. I come on now, Rage. We know. Be honest. You like a
healthy... You know what? You know what?
No, we know you like a healthy dose of salad every day.
No, I don't.
You don't eat your salad?
Do I eat my own salad?
I didn't say your own salad.
Do I eat my own... Okay.
You eat salad, though, right?
That's such a bad terminology, too, salad. Like, why is it called salad? It's fucking far from
it. Why is it called salad? Why
that looks nothing like a fucking salad.
That term came from prison.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
So did saggy pants.
Were people eating salad before they started getting
raped?
That's just a term they came up with in prison. It was, you know, toss a salad.
That's where saggy pants came from, was from prison. When you had your pants sagging, you were like, hey, my back end's open for business, honey.
That's because they don't give you belts because they don't want people to use them as weapons and hang themselves.
So, how do you know this? How do you know this?
There's only two reasons. One, because they don't want you to hang yourself, and two, because they don't want to push you.
I watched those TV shows on MSNBC where they go into the prisons and...
Or you just like your salad sauce?
Do I?
You like your salad sauce?
The right person.
I eat one.
Just wait a second. Do you at least wash your ass, you know?
Please don't have Rick bring up the ass eating video that I had to watch.
Didn't you shave your ass before you do
it? The chick that ate ass.
Yeah, do you want to play that audio of the ass eating guy? The you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'll look for it.
No, I'll look for it. You guys keep talking. I'll look for it.
I'll just say play it so they can listen to it.
It's so golden.
Like, you had Steve Poop Muncha.
Do you really, look, if you're going to have someone eat your ass, do you shave it before you let them eat it?
Rage, come on now. This is not something we discuss in the air.
So the fuck what? We're adults here. We can talk about it.
I talked about worse stuff at work.
Okay, well.
Like what a lemon party is, and what was it? What was the other one?
Okay, do I actually see somebody doing it? No. But.
Do you openly seek somebody openly?
No, do not.
You don't?
No.
All right, Ray, that's fine. Give me a second.
Oh, jeez.
Surfer, are you into docking?
Into what?
Docking? Yeah.
I can't say I know what that term is.
Okay, what the hell is that?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Do you want to know what a lemon party is?
I know what the lemon party is.
Hey, Rage.
Yeah.
You ready for that ass-eating audio?
Do it.
So, you like bumpkins, don't you, Rage?
Bumpkins?
So, let's see what this girl is talking about.
Hi, so, this video is my official review of eating ass.
Why the father fucking fuck would you review eating ass? Is eating ass now or what?
This weekend, recently, I had the pleasure of eating ass.
Woman, I hope you are talking about donkey, not human asshole. Wait, what? Do people even eat donkey? I am in Belgium. They eat horse here. Not horse as in prostitute. Horse, not horse, okay?
People have asked me, Vanessa, why?
Vanessa, why would people ask you why you eat ass? How did they know you ate ass in the first place? Did you go around telling people you ate ass, Vanessa? Why would you do that, Vanessa? Eating ass is not an achievement. Why would you tell people? Have you no shame?
And I say, why not?
Because it is ass. That is like brushing your teeth with poop, and people ask you why you brush your teeth with poop, and you say, why not? Because it is fucking poop. You are not supposed to do that, Vanessa.
They have asked me, how was it?
Nasty as fuck. That is how anything else you say other than that is a lie.
Now, first of all, I rate the experience a 6.5 out of 10. Originally, I rated it a 6, but I gave it some thought, and I think a 6.5 is more fitting. I guess I'll lay out the pros and cons now. The pros of eating ass are...
None! Nothing! Zero! Except if your life goal is to be known as the poop muncher.
The other person will enjoy it. Not everybody will enjoy it, but a lot of people do. Another pro is that it doesn't taste bad.
That is a lie. I have not tested ass before, but I have tested non-alcoholic beer, and it smelled like ass. So I assume that is what ass is like, and it is worse than getting stabbed in the eye.
Most people think that it tastes bad, or they think it'll taste like poop, but it doesn't.
Another lie.
It tastes exactly like any other body part.
Another lie.
That you would lick for whatever reason. It doesn't taste like anything. It's not hard to do. It's very easy to do.
Vanessa, if you continue to lie like this, you will soon burst into flames with one-way ticket to hell. That is liar's destination.
So... Those are the pros. The cons would be, I would say the biggest con is the smell. It doesn't smell that great.
Well, no fucking shit.
But you could also ask the person to, like, wash their ass real quick before, so the smell isn't that bad.
Chocolate mustache.
Good. Are you fucking shitting me? That is disgusting. You should do before you start your butt munching process.
The smell isn't pleasant, but the smell is very bearable, I would say. Another con would be sometimes this person has not shaved their ass, and that's totally fine.
Oh no!
No, it is not. No, it is not, Vanessa. Vanessa, what terrible food did your parents feed you that would make you think eating ass with hair is okay? Vanessa, send me your address. I will send you chicken and ketchup so that you will know there is a better world out here than eating ass with hair.
But if you're not a fan of hair, then you probably won't appreciate the amount of hair that can potentially be in somebody's. I think that's it for the cons. So essentially, the pros weigh out the cons.
No, no, hell no.
And so, you know, I rated a 6.5. I didn't think it was that bad at all. I was expecting worse, and it wasn't that bad. So now that we got the review out of the way, I would also like to address something that I was pretty upset about after this event happened. I was very upset after I ate ass because of the amount of people who I've heard say I don't eat ass.
This is the best part.
God.
Eating ass is not bad. For all those who haven't tried it, I would say don't knock it till you try it.
No! Don't listen to her! You will get E. coli and die!
For those who say they don't or they won't ever, I would say fuck you because you're a wimp.
Well, fuck you too, you father fucking poop muncher! You will get E. coli from eating ass and die, and you will go to hell for lying.
In your week. And natural selection will get you because there's just no room for humans who don't eat ass in the future. There's no room. We're already overpopulated and we need to get rid of the weak ones. And that's you. Thank you for watching my review. My one tip for everyone, go eat ass.
Vanessa, I will send you chicken and ketchup. If you think ass is tasty, wait till you try chicken and ketchup. You will think you are in heaven, a place you will not go if you don't repent and wash your mouth with holy water. That is all I have to say. Churlan, do not eat ass. I am gone. Yalla.
Fucking classic. Oh, God.
She penned natural selection. She said natural selection is coming, and this world has no room for people who don't eat ass.
Who are those people? Like, is this like a Funny or Die video? Where this actual people actually arguing over the merits of eating ass?
No, this is an actual white chick who's reviewing an actual experience of her actually eating some dude's ass.
Yeah, right. I was just waiting for her to say, you know, I got a chocolate mustache or something.
Yeah, who's the woman? Who's the other
vlog? But then somebody's commenting over her vlog watching them watch it. So if that's not a paradox,
because you know she sound like you've seen the poo poo videos, right?
Oh, of course I've seen that.
Right, they sound like it's from the same region. You have not seen the poo-poo videos?
Yeah, from the Nigerian.
Over in Nigeria, they were passing laws against homosexuality. And so the one guy, he's trying to get his point across about why they need to stop that. So he's trying to convince the room that what homosexuals do is they eat each other's buttholes and they eat the poo-poo.
I'll never look at chocolate ice cream the same way again.
Oh gosh.
Connected with chocolate ice cream, Jen. You could have just not went there.
I love chocolate. Was it
chocolate ice cream?
I said, what is the connect?
Yes, I love some chocolate ass cream.
Ass cream.
Now, Rage, you talk about shaving asses. You shave your ass?
You want me to talk about shaving my ass? Do you shave your ass?
No.
Oh, hold on, guys. I'll cue up the ass shaving video. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm too old to go through body shaving at this point. It's like maybe if I was born 20 years ago, I could get into that mind frame of doing it. But at this point, I'm just too.
So you have hair under your pit?
Me, dude. Like whatever way Surfer bends is the way he stays.
Under my foot.
Wow.
Hair under my foot.
Yo, Greg is a fucking mess, dude. I swear to God.
And I didn't hear what you said. Do I have hair where?
Under your pits.
In my arms, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah?
And you don't shave them?
No.
So how much hair is under your pit?
It's not Sherwood Forest. It's just a small amount.
Look, is it like cut grass or is it like Amazon?
It's just
you're really invested in this, huh?
Yeah, I was gonna say it was.
It's a small amount. I mean, you're never gonna be under my arm, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, it don't look like you got buckwheat in a headlock or something.
growing hair just because you grow hair doesn't mean you're growing like. This uncontrollable amount all over.
Yes, so do you prefer cut grass or the Amazon?
Do I prefer what?
Cut grass or the Amazon.
It doesn't matter.
I say Sherwood Forest.
It should matter, I think.
He doesn't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
I know what you're talking about. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
Okay. All right.
I'm not in Japan, and it's not the fucking 80s.
Okay, not every girl in Japan is like that.
Most are.
Not most. I'll probably say a small, like, 25%.
I'm not counting the ones in the hentais that you watch. I'm saying the real Japanese women.
Never mind. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Those women always look like they're covered in pubes and they always act like they're getting raped. I don't see any arousal in
that. Well, look, not all hentai is like that, but look, I mean, I don't even know why I watch hentai. It just gets nastier and disgusting every time I look at it. Like,
yeah, you still keep watching it.
So it's like a car wreck?
I don't still watch it. Like, I watch it, like, every blue moon. But, like, why? What's with the... So, explain the Japanese guy fascination about seeing a girl being dominated by, like, octopus tentacles. Like,
The cultural reason was because they weren't allowed to draw penises in animation back in the day. So the way that they got around that was by making the monsters have tentacles.
Japanese guys like that shit?
Okay, Ray, what you don't understand is pornography may be more acceptable today, but at one time it was not.
Yeah, but still, I don't really get the fascination with octopus tentacles.
If you can't draw animation of actual people penetrating, actual guy penetrating a woman, but they can get around it with using something like a tentacle, they'll use the tentacle. That's how they got away with
it. Yeah, it has to do with, phallic stuff. So
it's funny you brought that up. Why do they, like, pixelate why do they pixelate the woman's part? That's their standard
of decency.
Yeah.
So do you see the penetration and censorship? You understand common censorship, right?
Decency? There's decency in Japan, of all places? This is a fucking country that sells used women's fucking panties out of vending machines. Yeah, and then you want to talk about decency?
A panty. You notice
those used women's panties never have pubic hair on them.
What decency is in Japan if they do that?
You know what you can do with a used panty? You can wash it.
Yeah, but they're not. But okay, look, you can wash it. But they're not buying them washed. Buying them used out of a vending machine.
Okay, right. And here we think that's crazy, but all it is a piece of cloth still. It's not the sexual parts of the body. It's just cloth.
No, they're using it for the scent that's in the cloth.
I understand why they sell
it. Shit, if they were using it for the scent, I imagine just standing next to the machine would suffice.
But if somebody raided your apartment today and found a bunch of women's underwear on your bed, all it is just a bunch of women's underwear. It's not illegal to have that. Whereas, you know, some places could be illegal, especially if you got kiddie porn.
Right. Penetrating with an octopus tentacle is perfectly legal. There's big differences here.
Wait a second. So there are men that actually do that, though, so that's not actually some shit that's in, like, movies or anything. So, like, a man will sleep with a woman and, like, they will take their trophy.
Had an octopus tentacle friend?
Do I what?
You said what? Keep the woman's underwear as a trophy?
Yeah.
I don't know. You probably have some people that still do stuff like that, but
yeah, or collect bras if you're a fucking total weirdo.
Where do you think the term "I'm gonna get those panties tonight" come from? They actually took the woman's panties.
That's disgusting, though. That's nasty.
So I guess you don't like Quagmire then?
Wait a minute.
I like Quagmire at times, but like
you think it's nasty because the drawers have been worn?
Yeah.
Are your drawers nasty when you take them off?
No, they aren't.
So then why would a woman's drawers be nasty?
All right, Jimmy.
I'm not. Don't need to get mad. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, it's not like there's a damn skin.
There's no reason for this.
I'm just saying, I'm gonna say it one more time. It's a piece of cloth. That's it.
Unless it's got a skid mark on it.
No, Iron Man. I've seen it. I've seen the squid and octopus. I just don't get it. That's the thing.
Did you not hear Rick's explanation of why they use those?
I heard it, and yet I still don't get it.
See, if you grew up in Japan, you would be exposed to something different than what you're exposed to here. That's the reason why you don't get it.
And I'm not Japanese, and I really just, whatever.
It's not about being Japanese. It's about what you grow up being exposed to.
I feel like Carlos Mencia in that South Park episode where I'm like, come on, man, why don't you get it?
But why do people that live in the South try to pretend like they don't like pornography and they don't watch it, and yet all the internet searches from the South is mostly about gay and lesbian porn.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say big black cock or something.
This is a better question. Why do some people from the South act like they don't have relations with members of their own family. Why do they pretend that they don't do that? Because I know that they do. They just act like they don't.
Because it is
illegal. Because I don't live in the fucking ding 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 that kind of South.
It's illegal, Ray.
It is illegal.
That's what you were fucking implying, goddamn.
Well, I know people from Texas are a lot smarter than that.
Well, yes, we are, because we'll shoot your ass. So.
Would you live in Austin? You live in Austin, Chen?
No, I don't live in Austin.
Oh, okay.
Dallas?
Live about 45 minutes away from Dallas.
Oh, so Victoria, Texas?
No, I don't live where Stone Cold lives.
I just thought I'd ask. Okay, so how far did you go to get to AT&T Stadium?
45 minutes.
Not a bad drive, I guess.
Oh, trust me, when you got some good jams going on, it'll go by real quick.
Lucky as fuck. Anyway.
Damn right.
But, well, since we're all on porn, I mean, so I was on YouTube a few weeks ago, and they were talking about this one kind of porn that a lot of people have a problem with, and how can I explain it without being offensive? Basically, there are these.
Say, just fucking say it.
So there are these white guys, right? And they are like being very, 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 very aggressive with the woman that they're performing with. Like overly aggressive, like almost too aggressive. Like slapping them across the face and like choking aggressive, if you know what I mean.
So like S&M shit?
Like it's not like bondage shit, but it's like I really don't want to say.
Bondage is a part of S&M. It's more about being submissive and dominant.
Okay, but it's like here's the thing: like vomit is involved, and like
no one's wearing a gimp outfit, is it?
A gimp outfit? What the fuck is a gimp outfit?
Google it. If you ever go to a sex party, and they want you to be the gimp, don't do it.
What is a gimp? Well, hold on. Google.com. Wait a second. Gimp outfit. Oh, this? A latex suit?
You don't... No, Just type in GIMP. Don't type in the outfit.
I don't see like a lot of GIMP. I see something about a GIMP. I probably had the right one, but anyway, look. The bottom line is that they are like while they're having the woman like give them oral, it's like they're choking them and like they're almost like puking and they're slapping them like very hard like and a lot of people
you want to try it.
I was gonna say some people like that shit.
Come on, you really want to do it?
Hey, if you try to choke me, I will kick the fuck out of you.
Rage.
But, come on, you Rage. Come on, no, it doesn't sound like something I don't want anybody to vomit on me.
So, Ray, what do you do? You're making love to this woman of your dreams, and while you're making love to her, she wants you to choke her. Are you going to choke her, or are you going to stop?
I mean, I will, like, I'm not going to, like, choke her to death, but, like, I'll, like, gently have my
She wants you to be rough with her.
That's why if you don't use your hands, use like what they call on Corona Mind, use a ligature, use like a stocking or something like that that's not gonna leave like a bruise or something.
But I'm not gonna like choke her, like, but they're like, they're literally like choking the shit out of her. I'm not gonna.
Well, maybe she got off on it.
Like, that's just,
you know about, you do know about autoerotic asphyxiation, right?
Isn't that like borderline domestic abuse?
Not if she. Oh god, I'm not gonna say. You know what? That was almost a trap. I ain't gonna say shit.
Isn't that what it is though? You're smacking the shit out of them and choking them. I don't know. That's just me. I just felt like there's a line. I just felt like there was a line between playful shit and like almost beating the shit out of people kind of shit.
So let me ask you some questions. So you got this woman who wants you to make love to her, but the one condition is you got to wear a ball gag.
Not happening.
In a gimp outfit.
Not happening. I saw how David Carradine died. Not going to happen.
He didn't die from a ball gag.
That was autoerotic asphyxiation. That's a totally different thing.
He died from that and a dildo in his ass.
I don't know if he's dead or not.
You don't know if he's dead?
No, I don't know.
No, that's not what he said.
Inside, I know. He, you know, had the thing around his neck, and had his balls was tied up. But I don't know. He had a dildo up his butt. Oh.
Kind of sucks though, because I really wish he would have did Kill Bill Volume 3 before he died. That's just me.
Hey, you know, yeah. He came and went at the same time.
He what?
He came and went at the
I'm
same
time. I was going to say, I don't know whether to laugh at that or be like,
Whatever. Anyway, I think we've grossed everybody out enough tonight.
Oh, we haven't even scratched the surface, honey.
I feel like we might have, like, grossed everybody out tonight.
Haven't scratched the surface in my book.
So, Jen, I want to know what you did for your birthday, because I meant to call you to wish you happy
birthday. Yeah, did you get strippers? Did you get, like, strippers out of a cake or anything like that?
No, I didn't get any strippers out of a cake, because there's only one nice-looking stripper I would like to pop out of my cake. But anyway, I was all busy yesterday, so that was my actual birthday. I didn't actually get to do anything.
Stripper cake, huh? How does that taste?
Like coconut? I don't know.
Like, when a person pops out of a cake, do you actually eat the cake, or?
I don't know. I've never done that before.
Yeah, I think the cake might
I've never had it I done to me before.
I think it's just cardboard, but anyway.
But yeah, I didn't get to do anything yesterday because, you know, I was all busy. But today, all I really did was I went to eat at Cheesecake Factory. I had my Godiva chocolate cheesecake for my birthday, and then went shopping for a little bit. And that was about it. Came home. Started watching all the shows that I needed to watch on my DVR. And
chocolates, huh?
Yeah, Godiva chocolate cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory is the shit. Not the shits, but it's the shit. It's like a party in your mouth.
How old are you now? That's private information.
Oh, I'll tell you. I don't give a shit. I'm 33.
Get the fuck out of here. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh. Wow. I'm shocked, actually.
He's double A's age. He's around that age.
Really? I didn't know that.
He asked you to hook up.
I ain't gonna say a damn thing.
Keep my mouth shut.
I said I ain't gonna say a damn thing.
My fucking god, that's the cheesecake spot that I've been thinking of. Junior's, it's in Brooklyn. I can't believe I had the shit over at Phil's house and I forgot the name of it. But yeah,
oh, that's what you were talking about yesterday.
Junior's, oh my god, Juniors is fucking amazing. They are expensive though. They're like Cheesecake Factory expensive, but it's worth every penny.
Oh yeah, it definitely worth the you know, chunk of change.
Yeah, they want like $80 for a regular cheesecake.
Like the whole thing or a fucking slice?
It is, and the thing about Junior's cheesecake, the fact it's like a normal size. It's about the size of like a small pizza, and mm-hmm. I mean probably because I had to buy it on Thursday, and I had to get it shipped overnight to Phil for mm-hmm. Sunday, and it cost me $80, but it was worth it. It was fucking worth it.
Oh yeah, love some good cheesecake, man.
Yeah, I think we're.
I don't like
especially if it's like home. If somebody knows how to make it and they'll make it like homemade, holy shit! Oh my god, that's a big time party in your mouth.
Like cheesecake.
If Roman Reigns popped out of a cake, what would you do?
You'd have to fucking ask me that, wouldn't you, asshole? I would try not to faint for one.
Oh god, never mind.
But hey, you wanted to know? I'll fucking tell you. Goddamn it, I don't give a shit. But yeah, if that happened, I'd be like, "Well, how you doing, baby boy?"
And then everybody else would throw tomatoes and boo at him.
No, I would say, okay, since he popped out the can, y'all need to get the fuck out.
So if Roman left his woman. And you had
this
a chance.
Will never happen. I'm sorry. It's never going to happen.
You had a chance for him, but you found out that he actually gets off with sparing people.
I would put on a catcher's gear and a mask, and I'd say, have at it, big boy.
Oh, my God.
I would say,
you know what? You could probably break me in half, even though you're like around six foot, 6 foot, 6'1", and I'm short regardless, you know, who I'm standing next to. So I'm gonna be like, look, you can probably fucking break me in half, but you know, hey, I will gear up for this shit. I'll put on fucking riot gear and shit and we can go for it. Come on.
I can't
you can really fucking can't. Give me a damn triple power bomb.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we'll do like Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. We'll break that bed, son.
If I was a chick, I wouldn't even fuck Roman. There's nothing interesting about him.
Oh, my sweet summer child. Oh.
Man. Please.
But yet, women are like, oh my god, Nick Dreamy. Oh my god, at fucking Channing Tatum and all this. But those dudes, fuck that. I'm like, seriously, I could probably kick your ass. So get the fuck out of my face.
If I was a girl, I'd do Scott Steiner before I'd do Roman Reigns.
I'd probably kick I would kick that motherfucker in the balls first.
Assuming he had any, because all the steroids he takes.
Yeah, that's true. Dick probably looks like an eraser or some shit.
I want to meet Scott Steiner, yo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me and Scott Steiner went to a bar. The guy, me and him would have like the fucking like best time at a bar, and he like somehow he'd get into a bar fight with somebody.
Yeah, he'd probably get you so drunk that you'd be passed out, and he'd probably write penis on your forehead or something.
He probably would. He seems like that kind of dude.
Yep, and like shave one of your eyebrows off.
Gosh. Well, I think we far did our jobs tonight in grossing the fuck out of everybody. Yeah, so let's wrap this shit up.
I was gonna say, not in my world, but you know, hey, I'm around a bunch of perverted motherfuckers, so.
Yeah, I learned something new today from watching.
What'd you learn?
Neighbors too. The girls wanted to make some money. So they sold pot pies. Basically, it was taking bags of weed and covering with cream and calling them pot pies.
How original.
Did she get naked in that movie?
Who?
Chloe Moretz Gray.
Oh, come on now.
I didn't think she was going to get naked in that movie.
I don't care about it.
She's not going to get naked in a movie in any in no comedy like that. When she takes her clothes off, it's going to be for a movie that's going to get her some kind of
award.
Award, yes.
Stewart got naked.
Who?
Kristen Stewart.
In what movie?
Got the name of it, but it was a good. She got naked for a movie.
Okay,
was it The Runaways?
You know what? They are two separate ages. Kristen Stewart is what, in her 30s?
I think she might have just turned 30. I think.
Chloe Moretz just turned like 18, 19, not too long ago.
She's old enough.
Really?
She's old enough. She's 18, 19-ish. So what? What's wrong with it?
You still kind of got body issues around that age. Like, oh my God, I'm so fat. I don't want to get naked.
She grew up in a very religious home.
That's probably why she won't get naked.
You can tell from the kind of picture she takes. You wouldn't tell that she was in a religious
family. I think she's supposed to be a virgin.
Good for her.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's not a virgin. You know she's dating Chance the Rapper, right?
Who?
Never mind.
You don't remember Chance? Is that guy from Real Chance of Life or whatever?
I was
gonna say that fool, but never mind.
I'm not down with the cool rappers of nowadays.
Yeah, I'm not down with the cool kids either.
I'm down with the cool rappers. Like, even that coming out of your mouth is just really like, it blows me away because it's like, never mind, you're not
like,
that old.
Like a Blumpkin.
Not that old. You're not that old. I forgot. Totally not that old. But whatever. I totally digress.
And sorry to your for stepping away for a bit there.
Thought about it. She wasn't. What was that? What was that movie that she was in with where she was playing like a vampire?
Who?
Chloe Moretz Grace.
She was a vampire.
She was like a really young vampire.
Huh.
What the hell movie was that? See, now I
sure it wasn't like fucking Twilight or some shit.
No, it wasn't Twilight, no. Hold on. What the fuck was that movie? She was naked in that, Chloe Moretz. Oh, fuck. I gotta look for it now. Vampire. Vampire movie.
You sure you're not getting
Let me in. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
It's called what?
Let Me In. She...
Oh, yeah, both the original version and the remake were really good. Yeah. I was partial to the original, even though it had subtitles, but still, that was a good movie.
Oh, she is hot. Oh, my God. She is... She is.
Calm down, Spaz.
You talking about Chloe? You know, she's...
Yeah.
This is not to be mean to you, Rage, but she's well beyond your mental capacity.
You going to say maturity level?
No, I mean, she's close to a super genius.
You trying to call me dumb, motherfucker?
Did I call you dumb?
You're trying to call me dumb.
Did I call you dumb?
No, he didn't call you dumb.
He's trying.
You should know me by now. I have no qualms calling you a dumbass dumb when I want to call you a dumbass. So I wasn't calling you a dumbass. Not this time, dumbass.
So it would be like on the Family Guy episode where Brian was with that one chick from the hills where he was like trying to have a conversation with her and she was like, you know, being all
that's what he's trying to say. That's exactly what he's trying to say. In only surfer's way, he's trying to call me dumb.
Dumbass. Hey, But if it'll
I'm
make
not,
you happy,
I'm not a dumbass.
If it'll make you happy, I'll call you a dumbass. I wasn't calling you a dumbass.
I'm not a dumbass. I'm
no,
not a dumbass.
He was just saying that she might be a little too much for you.
No, she would not.
Wait, what girl are you talking about?
Chloe Moretz.
She would not be too much.
What girl do you have now?
Huh?
How would you compare your current girl to her?
I don't have a current girl.
Then they're right. You have a long fucking climb. Logic, right? Right?
Yeah, we're going to have some stranger time later.
Wait, I don't think I'm...
Jen brought back the stranger. How come you guys...
Not everybody is as lucky as you were.
Rage, I wouldn't pretend to be on that girl's level of intelligence, okay?
If it makes am of her... Fuck you. I am of her level of intelligence.
How do you know?
Because I am.
He got the audio to run good for one, so he's really proud.
So you claim you got a high IQ, huh?
I got a high fucking IQ.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I'm staying out of this.
Listen, dumbass.
Call me a dumbass.
Yeah, I'm staying out of this.
Listen, dumbass. I can say my words and pronounce my words correctly. Fuck you. Don't ever call me a dumbass.
How many times did I say I didn't call you a dumbass?
He didn't call you a dumbass.
He did call me a dumbass. He was trying to call me a
dumbass. No, he wasn't even trying to, like, politely call you a dumbass either, because I know what that sounds like.
Yes, he was.
That's like whenever I was politely called a wetback, okay?
I wasn't calling you a dumbass. How many times do I have to say that? I don't have a fear of calling you a dumbass.
Well, Jen, I don't know how you didn't punch those fuckers in the face, but, I mean, like, seriously, like, I mean, I would not have cooked that shit. I mean, totally would not have cooked that shit.
Don't worry, Jen.
They were trying to call you that.
If Trump gets the office, I'll protect you.
The fact that you didn't go over there and bust two caps in their asses proves how much of a better person you are than me.
Yeah, because I'm a strong believer in karma, and that eventually, if I concentrate hard enough, my karma's going to come get you really quick.
Yeah, I got karma all right. I got two examples of karma. One named Jackhammer, another one named Sledgehammer.
I was like, what, Lightning and Thunder?
That's funny. Fucking funny. But no, Surfer.
Or you're like, Surfer, you're like, I got a mic. I got a backup mic right here. You know, they don't like no feedback. What's up?
No, Surfer has a way of trying to call people names but not saying the actual name.
I just said I wasn't calling you a name.
All right, Surfer.
Listen, you're going to have to learn this humility, Rage. I mean, let's be realistic about it. Last night nearly killed you. Let's get past being able to survive a basic night before we go to chicks we can bang here.
By the way,
you about last night, you featherweight. Like, you came on there all groaning and sad about how exhausted you were and how little sleep you got. Like, I was up at 10.
Man, listen,
yeah, I was running off about 4 hours of sleep that day. I was fucking dog ass tired. I got no fucking sleep. I came home
somehow with a stomach ache. I don't know how I got it, but I got it.
Do you think that we sleep after that, Rage? Like honestly, like I do post production, like, and I was up at 10. Are you shitting me?
I'm up like fucking either watching TV or I'm like reading or something, trying to, you know, bring my shit down. And then I'm like. So.
You know what, dude? There's times that I have to set everything up late at night because I'm gonna have stuff to do the following day. So I'll be up long after you guys go to sleep, 3:30 in the morning, and Jen has no obligation to stay there. And Jen stays on the Skype while we're just post production, running it through basic bullshit and getting the artwork and everything up. And you're crying about
we're watching stupid ass like YouTube videos like Ozzy Man and stuff about Game of Thrones and shit like that.
I wasn't crying about anything. I was just telling you like flat out, like here's the thing. Like
you were
about what? What was I crying about?
And you were all sad and melancholy and shit.
I wasn't sad about anything. I'm not fucking sad, you fucking dick. I wasn't sad about anything.
Like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Last night was so rough.
Really?
No, like, let me tell you, those drinks kicked my ass, though. I'm not
you, gonna... you know why your stomach hurt? Because you were laughing so damn hard. That's why your stomach hurts.
What was you drinking?
Good, hard shit.
Like what?
I don't know.
Did they give you like a Long Island iced tea or something?
I mean, he was an arsonist. He was drinking a baby. He didn't have anything major. I mean, this guy
I said, was it like a Long Island iced tea or like a fucking double Jack and Coke or turkey?
He had a couple of Jack and Cokes. Nothing to write home about. And they were like early in the evening too, like during Raw.
Oh, come on, man.
Like nothing. Well, I mean, I don't see how it would like turn him into the zombie that he came on here as. And then to top it off, like I'm sure he got more sleep than all of us because I stood up almost the entire time.
I didn't get any sleep.
I went to sleep and then I fucking woke up this morning and I was still fucking tired.
I wasn't even prepared to come on here. I was like laying back to be entertained and listen to something.
Yeah, I was trying to watch the rest of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Gotta be ready.
I closed my eyes for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Da-da-da.
If you want to really
When I got on the train after I left your house, I probably closed my eyes for like 10 minutes, maybe.
I saw your snap.
Did he snap himself sleeping on the train?
No.
It was a snap
of him on the train. It wasn't him asleep.
It was only it was like 6:30 in the morning. It's supposed to be a long fucking time to get home, dude.
Yeah, well, you know what you're gonna learn about night hours. You're gonna learn.
Oh yeah, I'm a fucking night owl from way back working in the food business, man.
One night with our group, and he nearly fell apart.
That wasn't.
Oh, come on. Don't be a lightweight. Come on.
I'm not a lightweight. You got to stay up
with the big boys. Come on.
And then you thought you could have women again? Chloe who? Start with the late nights, and then we'll work our way up to Chloe, whoever the hell.
I could watch.
Shit, I probably got a better shot with her than you do.
But like, hey, Chloe, where is he? He's asleep. He tapped out. He tapped out like Heath Slater in The Accolade.
I didn't tap out. Nope. I said I had fun, though. I said I had fun. So.
Well, I'm glad
you sound like I had. You trying to make it sound like I had like the shittiest of times? No, I had a great fucking time.
It was good fun. The best birthday bash I ever had. So
I'm just busting your balls, but I just didn't like when it was over. We just thought nothing of it. Like we just went about our stuff, and you just seemed to be like, I'm dragging your feet. Like I forgot about it by the time today.
Because the adrenaline wore off and it like hit him like a fucking brick wall. That's probably why he's like.
I'm not a lightweight, but I'm not like a super like heavyweight drinker like he is.
I think that I might do something like this when we get off of here. When we're speaking up, Rage, it's getting to about that time where you got to run.
Tell us about the fine program here on Rant EN Radio so I can know what to listen to this week.
Please do, because I don't even know.
Yeah, me neither.
This is going to make me so fucking sick. I'm so sick of you three. Oh, shit. We'll wrap this shit up. Fine. No problem. All right. So.
It's about wrap-up time, you know?
It's getting late, you know? I mean.
Getting late. Y'all were the ones talking. I was trying to wrap this shit up 10 minutes ago.
No problem. Well, now here we are. Hindsight is 2020. Yeah. Let's go.
Yep, there we go.
Wrap it up, bitch.
Fine and shit. Okay. So this is Rant EN Radio. We still got some good programming coming up this week. And it continues tomorrow. We have the latest episode of Thumbstick Ninjas with Rob Domingo and the crew. That's at 8 o'clock. Thursday, it's Mofo Magic Pootie and Doomsday with Rant and Wrestling. That's at 9 o'clock. Then Friday, it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rayer and Scott Kid Human. That's at 9 o'clock. Saturdays, it's the Wrestling Calling Show with William Morgan at 11 o'clock. Sundays, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jimmy Harvey and Jordan Worth Cobb. That is Sundays at 5 o'clock. Then Monday nights at 11:30, it's Talk Brunch with these two right here, Rick Dara, Padawan Jen, and Nick Wrestling. That's, again, at 11:30.
And that's not the only time that they get us this week, because
exactly
Sunday 17.
I'm gonna let them know. I'm okay.
Just making sure.
Damn. I'm jumping the gun. Yeah. Then Tuesday it's the Mothership Show, The Rant, with Double A and Tony C. That's Tuesdays at 8, and we'll be back. I'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks at 11 o'clock. This Sunday, is coverage for WWE Extreme Rules. It'll be hosted by Rick Dara and co-hosted by Padawan Jen from Dog Brunch.
Boom.
They will be great. What?
What?
Keep going.
What?
Keep going.
Dang, man, it's like you just got distracted so easily.
y'all wanted to say something, so I'm
like, I said boom, that's all I said.
She just said boom. Oh, she said okay, my bad, sorry. My bad. Yeah.
You gotta learn how to keep your concentration.
Shut the hell up, surfer.
Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Let's try that again.
7 p.m. Jen and I.
We'll be doing the pre-show before Extreme Rules, and then the post-show after Extreme Rules.
After Extreme Rules, 11 p.m. And also,
we'll be doing the pre-show at 7.
Interviewing with you guys and doing things like that, and just interacting.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get your thoughts on what you thought about the pay-per-view.
Yeah, and then they'll be doing a post show at 11 o'clock where they'll recap the entire show, and we'll be on here, and then we'll be talking shit about how much we fucking hate Roman Reigns, and we'll throw tomatoes at him and all that good shit. That's this Sunday. And then also next Tuesday begins the summer of the NWO. And they will bring you up to speed on the summer lineup next Tuesday on The Rant. Follow us all on Twitter, on Facebook, and listen to us on Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, wherever we are available. So I want to thank everybody for joining me and the panel tonight. I know this was a rough one, and I tried to make it work, and I think I did a good job with everybody. So, thank you all for tuning out. I'd like to thank everybody.
Back on the air, Rage.
Huh?
So, we're glad you're back on the air.
Indeed, we are.
Yes.
Don't make me cry and blush. Don't do that, please.
Just welcome back.
Stop.
Who else we're gonna fuck with if you're not on the air? No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Surfer, you ain't gonna touch me.
Hey, man, why you gotta be all nasty and perverted touching you? And
all right.
You ain't gonna touch
very,
me.
Very good. Good night.
Remember, keep it tight.
All right, so for Surfer, for Padawan Jen, for Rick Dara, for Double A, I'm Rage. We'll see you next Tuesday for another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. Laters.